the jumbo squid have arrived. They're off the coast of Southern California, and they are huge, 5 feet long, up to 60 pounds. And when hooked, they put up quite a fight, much to the delight of nighttime anglers. Deborah Bear went out on a boat the other night, and she has this report on squid mania.
Nearly 100 fishermen and women crowded the docks in Newport Beach, swapping fishtails while waiting to board one of Davy Locker's sport fishing boats. They're running every night now since the squid invaded Orange County waters.
It was huge. There's only a few people that were able to see it, but I don't even want to tell you. You'd probably laugh at me if I tell you how big it was, but it snapped my line and he got away.
Walter Martinez is angling for a good squid story to replace that one about a giant crab.
I figured it was a good time to get out here and get some of the action. Yeah, I brought some heavy poles just in case. I heard they're pretty strong, pretty big, so I want to make sure you have good gear.
I'm going out for the giant Humboldt squid. They weigh between 30 and 60 pounds, so we're looking forward to that. We're going to get wet, inked up, have a lot of fun.
Jeff Hagee from Riverside is wearing a baseball cap that says Squid a Lot. That's the name of a commercial boat he used to crew on.
Not crew tonight, no. I'm going out for the fun. Once you do it once, you'll go back over and over and over. They only come around between 1 and 3 years.
The squid are also luring first-timers like Sarah Person and her daughters.
Yeah. We heard reports of giant squid out there, and we thought, the guy said it was not to be missed, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So we got our girls together, and we're here to get some squid.
The girls, like most everyone here, are dressed in dark colors. They're expecting to get sprayed with black squid ink as they reel in the jumbos. By the time everyone gets situated on board, they're elbow to elbow along the rails of the 70-foot Western Pride.
It is a little crowded, but that's okay. And again, please pay attention to what's going on around you. There's going to be quite a bit going on if these things do bite.
Biologists say over the last decade, the creatures started swimming up from the Sea of Cortez between Baja and mainland Mexico. The species is considered invasive and aggressive.
I got chop chop cut up.
Austin, chop chop.
Crew member Brownie Gutierrez is chopping up baby squid as chum to throw overboard.
It's like feeding goldfish in a fish pond. You get them to come up and eat, and they start grabbing the hooks.
Hook up! There you go. We got one going in the stern here, guys.
We get one going. Usually we get one. They start climbing on the hooks.
Brownie grabs a gaff, a long pole with a big hook, and he rushes over to help the angler that's got a bite.
Okay, here he is, guys.
Get him, Bill.
Keep him coming, buddy. Quick. That's killer. Good job, buddy.
Hey, get Henry wet. Go, Henry.
The big squid is a bright copper color. As Brownie drops it on the deck, its color starts changing as it expels a large amount of water and ink. Bill Batchelor brought in the first catch.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Especially when it gets going. Squid coming over, there's going to be ink flying all over the place, they're squirting out, it's just fun. There's like a membrane on it, I take the skin off top and bottom, cut them into like little french fries, deep fry them, Cajun seasoning and a beer, you're good. It's going to be Super Bowl appetizer.
All right, let him down. Oh, there's another one. Hold on, guys.
Oh, they're all bit too.
What are the beaks made out of?
Monday's take was 125 jumbo squid. The largest catch weighed in at about 40 pounds. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Bear.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.